dirt from that.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 at 9:03 a.m. We'll begin with an invocation offered by Commissioner Lytle, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. In
the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities that you've provided us in our county. Please help us to deal with the things you provide, some more comfortable than others, and help us to remember to do the right thing for the right reason at the right time, knowing that with your wisdom we can, when we listen, those things can line up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jack. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. When the courthouse today, we have all three county commissioners, Reggie White, Mike Musselman, Brett Reynolds, Sheriff Bailey, and Brian Gibson, and virtually Jeremy Larson and Jeff McCarty. Welcome, everyone. Can you hear us okay online?
Here can hear you.
Wonderful. And Jordan Hewitt just joined us virtually, and I know that Lorinda Isaacson, our clerk, is either on or will be on in her office. And Cordell McCracken just joined us. Welcome, Cordell. All right. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is to review minutes from our meeting that was held last week on June 2nd, 2026.
Where's Crafts Canyon? I'll bet you that should be Kraus. Under tourism.
I think you're right.
Do you want to make that a public bed or?
No. I mean, if somebody knows it, it was a question.
Okay.
If somebody knows of that canyon, do you? I don't.
I'm sure there is one, but I don't know. I'm not aware of where it is.
Yeah, in terms of the conversation, I remember us talking about Kraus, so I don't know.
For the record, can you give a print correct
page
spelling?
Page 3, tourism, Krause.
Instead of?
Crafts.
Okay.
It might have been a autocorrect or not clear on the record. Don't know why those things pop out, because it wasn't because I was reading every word or reading it backwards to see what settled or not, but it caught my eye. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with the change on page 3 under tourism, paragraph. In the paragraph with tourism, which is the third paragraph, fourth line down, the route included Krause Canyon, I think should state Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E. And I know they did drive Krause to get to the Jarvie Fest over Diamond Mountain into Browns Park.
I'll second the motion if you don't make any.
I'm not done making it, I guess. On the still under tourism, in the fourth paragraph under tourism, where it says regarding the July 5th, 250 celebration, the primary need is food or monetary donations to purchase food. The county will provide a W-9 to facilitate these donations. Inquiries were also made regarding the Cow Country Rodeo and the PRCA rodeos held over Memorial Day and Labor Day. There's an open invitation to send over the necessary, as the county is eager to support these community partnerships. The Memorial Day part hung me up, unless I'm reading it differently than the conversation might have. Do you know, Peggy, what?
I can't think of anything we're doing on Memorial Day.
Yeah, we didn't have any, either the Cow Country Rodeo or the PRCA over Memorial Day, so.
Is the, what are the dates for Cow Country this year? July?
July, I don't know off the top of my head, like
13. 10th and 11th.
There you go.
Oh, Jordan, is that, should we just put the July 10th and 11th and Labor Day for the different?
I think that would be appropriate.
I don't know what the discussion was, but I don't even remember this part of the discussion, so I'm sure the recording must have something to do with it, but. So the motion is made to make the correction on Krause Canyon for Krause Canyon, and I would just say the Cow Country Rodeo and PRCA rodeos held over during the July. What were the dates, Jordan? 10th?
July 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th, and Labor Day weekend, September, August. Do you have your calendar in front of you, Jordan? I don't have mine in front of me. The Friday and Saturday. Is it 4th and 5th? Or
5th and 6th.
5th and 6th.
Oh, it's 4th and 5th. 5th and 6th is a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so maybe we just put the dates, put Labor Day for that and the weekend. And parentheses, 4th and 5th, September. And then overtly put July 10th and 11th for the Cow Country Rodeo. With that motion, that's the motion to make those changes and approve the minutes.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 for the county and the RDA with the corrections that were noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Welcome, Lynn.
You're still muted, Lynn, but good morning. Press the space bar and we'll let you talk.
Yeah. I said good morning. Hope you're all doing well.
Yes. You doing well?
Yep.
Good.
All right, on to issue updates. Any discussion on the RDA?
It probably involves RDA. I got a call from somebody doing some of the work for Williams over on Antelope Flat One. They're doing a vac, daylighting some pipeline stuff, and have about three loads of dirt and water pulled up by a vac truck looking for a place to dump it. We don't have a UPDS permit over in Dutch John. They wanted to know if there was a place to dump it. They got to play by the rules, and we don't want to play. I said, call us anytime, but we just don't have a place to dump it. And it isn't it a UPDES permit for that kind of stuff? And they're trying to avoid having to haul it to Vernal or over here to the dump, which would be sixes up and down the mountain in essence. But we don't have that kind of a permit. The green pile, we do deal with solid waste for that. We do have unofficial dumping that occurs on the land north of the cemetery, but where we're in some sort of a transaction with the town, didn't know how far to go. Plus, if they get audited, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we need to see your UPDES permit. And yeah. I don't think we're in a space to have one right now, unless we can get one quicker. I asked, why aren't you doing it on site or with what you're doing? And because of the Forest Service ground, it's going to be 30 days to get the permit through them. It's one of those deals where if you're asking, you probably already know the answer, but he was hoping we had a way to do it.
Right.
So it would be purely dirt and water with no chemical stuff.
Well, maybe they could get a permit quicker through CITLA on the...
Over at the...
The pit.
If it doesn't require board action, or we could for them, because we have the lease on the surface there, don't we? For the gravel.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have to be us being the applicant or them, or even...
But they're doing
they're
doing it today.
Oh.
And they know that they goofed.
Okay.
They're permitting people didn't get things in order soon enough.
Okay.
Well, I talked to one of the companies like that before. Uh-huh. They said one of the problems that they have is what were the last three or four loads that they picked up?
Oh, prior to? In terms of washing the truck out with the new load?
They can't guarantee that they totally cleaned out the inside of the truck.
Thus the permitting and... Yeah, appropriate so dump sites.
Say it's just water and dirt that they picked up there. Well, maybe a little bit of oil left over from before.
Right. So he's going to work on it. Left him, I think, with a good... He was kind of hoping, but at the same time, he's very open about what the rules are and was hoping we had a permit that would allow for it.
Okay. Anything else on the RDA?
And it would have been RDA property, I guess, is what
right.
brought it to mind.
All right, how about the Municipal Building Authority? Any discussion today?
Still working on the... SCADA system and automation of the new water plant in Dutch John. Hoping to be done here in the next, I think it's 2 weeks, to have it functional running that way. It is making water, it is working, but the automation hasn't, it's still manual.
Okay. Discussion on affordable workforce housing. There was quite a bit of discussion during our CIB meeting, the retreat last week. Tell me the name of the...
Steve. I won't think of his last name. The governor's housing coordinator, boss, czar.
Yes.
Keep talking about it. And I'll give his name.
He brought up some programs. That the state's offering to help with infrastructure, primarily.
Waldrop.
Steve Waldrop. Thank you. He spent most of those 2 days with us, so we had some good conversations with him. We'll see where that goes in the future, but it was encouraging to have him in those conversations.
Right, in those conversations, hopefully we can get, he's getting more staff as things develop, getting him out here to see the in person, I think is, the invite's been made to tie in with him as well as the towns to see what we can make work, especially with all the different ways of, as it relates to infrastructure and being able to handle increased development. It was really ironic that his conversation and then our conversation regarding the development stuff that we're anticipating in Dutch John and in Manila, anywhere in the county, but both unincorporated in both towns. Any significant increase is going to require significant infrastructure. So there's lots of, we just want to try and get it more on the front burner for those guys so that we can be better informed to ways to do it, as well as the funding sources, the different loan mix grants.
So that's ongoing. EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. Sheriff, do you have anything for us today for discussion? Anything from search and rescue, Jesse?
Not at the moment, thank you.
Okay. Quiet Brett? Weekend, relatively speaking. Knock on wood.
It was a very uneventful one. Which is surprising, we had a lot of people in town.
Yeah.
But uneventful. We had one good accident Saturday night into Sunday.
Also, a very good DUI.
With
that semi.
Yeah.
And I want to make it clear on the record, thank you, and thank you to the deputy that caught it. Make a big deal out of it, because there's so much heavy traffic, truck traffic.
Yeah, well, you're talking a huge, huge load.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So everything Eric's going to say is allegedly.
He allegedly blew a .18.
118?
118.
So, was he loaded?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it with a pup?
Yes, with a pup. With cement.
Dry cement or what? Well,
dry, I believe.
Yeah.
So it could have, how he made it that far
without
killing somebody. Killing somebody or himself is beyond me.
One of the reasons I want to reinforce that is that I know my wife that drives back and forth to Rock Springs regularly to Dutch John, and she'll call when she's getting a little more of a trained eye when somebody's really a problem versus not. And she didn't see that truck, but others, those guys think they're running without law.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we just don't have enough people to catch.
No, and I'm not saying, it's not a backwards compliment at all.
No, I get it, but that was definitely
whether it's
observation, and it was good to get him off the road.
Yeah, and with the fact that they had to use a crane because of the way he pulled over, damn near tipped it over.
The load actually tipped over Saturday night. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, or Friday night.
Friday night.
I don't know if there will be
as a victim.
We probably have to look at UDOT, and we also need to check with Forest Service to see if there's any rehab on that up there. So.
I know you can see in the shoulder that you can see where the damage was done on the worked shoulder, the constructed shoulder.
The pup is still sitting there.
Oh, is it? I didn't see it yesterday, but you saw it this morning.
Over three times the bigger one, allegedly.
So where's the pup? Is that the one that's?
I assume that's the pup that's there, just by the cabins.
Oh, it's upright in the parking, or still tipped over?
No, the shoulder there on the right. Yeah, I drove by it last night.
Yeah, I did see that.
It's been upright in the park there.
Wondered why it was all by itself. That makes sense.
I saw the wreck Saturday morning when it came up. They were clearing it up.
Yeah, it's just scary. And kudos to your department and to the deputy.
On the ATV accident.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night into Sunday morning that the guy should have killed himself. He crashed Saturday night, lay there all night long up in Sheep Creek. So
it's amazing what anesthetizing does to
people's
ability to survive a wreck.
Yes.
Can I tell you a short story about that? I took care of a guy at U of U in cerebral vascular ICU for months that fell down the flight of stairs and smashed his head. The doctor said the only reason he was saved is because he had drank so much there was enough space where his brain had shrunk that it didn't kill him. He had enough for his brain to
expand. My point exactly. I was being...
Anybody else would have died.
Subtle with the anesthetized, but...
But Parks handled that one, so I don't know what... I don't know if he charged him or anything else. But
between...
But that one would come across too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I
don't know that he had.
Seth.
I know stuff I should that isn't for good.
Yeah, I don't. I think they were more worried about his health at that point.
Where he'd spend the night on the mountain.
Yeah. So, lucky he didn't die of shock or from his injuries.
Well, good work, Sheriff. Thank you. And your deputies. As well.
Tis the season.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for letting me take that time.
Of course. Brett, anything from the fire and EMS district?
We have a temporary fire chief until we go through the steps to make it permanent. And we are working on trying to get somebody that can do fire inspections.
Good. All right, update or discussion on the airports?
Yeah, actually. They have not done the nighttime flight yet. Talked to them yesterday. They said that they're trying to get it scheduled. The issue they're having is that they have about 2 hours worth of work to do to the airplane before they could do the nighttime flight, and then they have about 2 hours to undo the work to the airplane to do the nighttime flight. And they're just trying to schedule it so they could possibly get more than just the one flight in. So, but it's still on the list, and we're still good. So.
How about the UDOT flight with?
That's the next thing we bring up, and we do have a approach for the airport all done and all that, but it doesn't allow the nighttime, and that's why we're doing the nighttime flight. So, but we're getting really, really close. I actually have a preliminary report from when they flew it. I made one copy of this, so I'll have to share it. This is for Manila, and it says that we are in the, you look over here, it's between the area preventive maintenance and major rehabilitation, which is a good thing. And
for funding.
Yeah, and it, but I... But when you ask me what major rehabilitation is, I have no idea. It actually shows that the Manila airport's in fairly good, not too bad. This is the Dutch John Airport, and if you look down there, it's definitely major rehabilitation's needed. It doesn't say reconstruction yet, but it is... And again, I've got to go down the rabbit hole and find out what major rehabilitation and that is.
Okay.
I did talk to the Division of Aeronautics, and they need me to call back towards the end of the month to see if the Manila Airport is actually going to get funded or not, because it is that time when we're really close to putting both of those out. And they're all in favor of doing it, so... Where they could basically be put out together, but not orchestrated such that if we needed to cancel one or the other or do whatever, we could.
Okay.
So, anyhow, yeah, so I'm starting to work on putting all that together for... I realize it snuck up on me, and now it's June, and we need to do it, so... Yeah, that's the status of the airport.
Thank you, sir.
While you're up, Brett, can you give us an update on Browns Park Road and also the trail?
Yeah, Browns Park Road is coming along good. We did some paving over there the other day. We actually had some extra money left over in the project based upon where the bids come in, and we had a bunch of contingency in there. So I met with Sean, and we did a good walkthrough on that. Identified a whole bunch of areas that we could, that you want to chip seal, still had some extra money, so we took some of those chip sealed areas and turned them into asphalt, and that went really good. Actually underran the asphalt just a little bit, so based upon what we came up with, we can go ahead and do the rest of the chip sealing that Sean wanted to do.
Good.
Which is the critical parts. I mean, obviously what you want to do is pave the whole thing from point A to point B, but you can't do that. So I was going to meet with Chad after this and go over all that with him, and it's coming along really good. And, the only thing that's going to happen, they've got the chip seal plan here. Well, they have their meetings at 10 o'clock today, so. But chip seal is probably planned for the next couple weeks, and then we're basically going to have to shut the project down and have to come back in the fall and seed the slopes and do all that. There's really no reason to seed it now. You just throw away the seed. So that's going really good. We're still working with on the trail, still waiting for the Army Corps to give us a permit. They said they have everything they need. We resolved the issue with the antitrust. USDA wrote a thing, got the official approval, but we're good with you with that. I've been trying to reach out to USDA to make sure that I've got the right stuff in the specifications and all that, so I need to basically just stop by their office and get that resolved. And then working on a change order with UDOT, and Larry says you looked at that, but you didn't sign it?
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he saw that you looked at it, but I guess you didn't necessarily sign it.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, we're working on that, so we're ready to go to PSE, which is the final, the 95% review with UDOT, and then we're ready to go to advertising, and so hopefully have it advertised where we can start construction later this year with some of the work being done during the winter, because I think some of this would be better off if we have a good winter to get it done before spring. And that's going to be the emphasis that they need to get it done. There is a restriction where we have the Ute Lady Trust that we can't work on it during the month of August if we do
in it. In areas.
Just in particular areas. Right. And just particular items like earthwork removal. So if we already got the earthwork all done, and that we can go ahead and continue the rest of it. So at that point, we've either killed off the Ute Lady Trust or we haven't.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's going forward, so we'll be, it's so far, just moving forward. We're just right there, and with the one-yard line, we're going to get over the one-yard line.
That'll be good.
First and goal.
So. Way to go.
Okay.
I think that's it, so, but yeah, getting excited.
We skipped over clinic updates to have that discussion with Brett. But Randy, anything on the clinic to talk about today?
Oh, there's one more thing on the roads. So we did have a contractor on the chip seal for about three roads over here in Manila. Anyhow, that was awarded to a contractor. Sean worked with them and pushed that back so that some work could be done around here before they actually did the chip seal. And so they're scheduled to do that in, I think it's August or something like that. But yeah.
Good point. Thank you.
That worked out really good. We actually got some really good bids on that. It came in really, really good. I thought they were going to be high, but it came in really good. So.
Good.
Yeah. And we're starting to see a lot of people bidding on projects out in the Yonah Basin in that area, so we're hoping to really get some good bids.
Good. Here.
And we still are working with Lewis & Lewis, and their plant is approved, from my understanding. We were going to use them over in Browns Park, but they have to get a mixed design approved, and that was going to take like 3 months. So with the trail, we'll have definitely a lot more lead time when we get their mixed design approved, and they're very anxious to do some work out here.
Good.
Probably a bit on doing the whole flipping project. So, yeah.
Hopefully that can help us on our budget.
Right.
Yeah. At least definitely gives Burdick's a run for it.
Right.
Which is good.
Randy?
They're still pouring more concrete and working in on the tile and moving slowly ahead. Haven't talked with Jesse this morning about anything that has come up.
Did he sneak out? Yep.
Yeah, he kind of moving along.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Well, it's time for us to take a short recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. We'll do that at this time. The time is 9:34.